Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now on the waitfor.com hotline, we have Dave Baker from WKYT in Lexington. He covers them Wildcats. Hey, Dave, good morning, man. Thanks for joining Rick Kamla and Randy McMichael, a damn good dog.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing great, good. Man. So, a big old game, 3:30. It'll be UGA and obviously Kentucky, and we want to get a download on the Kentucky side. That's where we're having you on. And Dave, you know, I'm looking at the standings right now. Georgia obviously is going to be in the SEC championship game, but there is a nice battle for second place between you guys and South Carolina, who are at 5-3. Y'all are 4-3 in conference. Both of your teams 7-3 overall. Is that a big part of the conversation? Let's get above South Carolina. Let's get into second place.
Absolutely not. I mean, this is so unusual for this team to be in this position. It's really been kind of funny. I mean, people are not used to looking at the football standings in Lexington. So, you know, most people, I'm going to say, the diehards understand that. Most people don't. I mean, it's actually, there's been a lot of angst because of a couple that got away, you know, Mississippi State, you know, in the last-second game. Last-second touchdown by the Bulldogs, and then there was the Florida game, which Kentucky fans felt like they had, they could have two more rung-ups. So, but the message I've been preaching is, you know, this is still really good, and I'm one of those people that believe if Georgia, you know, and this is kind of weird from a Kentucky standpoint, okay, but I believe that if Georgia runs the table, okay, and they beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, then the SEC can still get two in the playoffs, which moves everybody up in the pecking order as it relates to the SEC. So Kentucky can probably get the best bowl game they can, unless they just have a complete meltdown, you know, maybe since Couch was here and took them to the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day. So that's kind of been most of the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the one thing about, I love what you said, because Kentucky, everybody thinks is a basketball school. You're talking about a football team that might find a way to maybe get in that Capital One Bowl this year down there in Orlando. But Dave, talk to me about Steven Johnson. Coming into the season, you really thought, you know, he's a senior, he's going to lead us and do all these things. But, I mean, so far this season, he's been a little bit up and down, hasn't he?
Well, I think for what this program expected from Steven Johnson, I mean, the Steven Johnson story for people down there that aren't familiar with it, I mean, Kentucky had a couple of quarterbacks that transferred last year. And, you know, Patrick Toles decided to go play an additional year at Boston College. So when Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw were hired as co-coordinators, I mean, Kentucky was kind of without a quarterback. And, I mean, they went out real late, and they had some contact, Henshaw had, with Johnson, who was out of the JUCO out west. And, I mean, you know, he was just kind of a stopgap guy. And he came in and he made some plays last year, and he really worked hard this summer on the medium-range pass, and that's still probably the weakest part of his arsenal. But he can make plays with his legs. And when Benny Snell is running, obviously, the way that he has, and you could get Johnson to make some play with his legs, I mean, yeah, you'd obviously like to upgrade that position with your next recruiting class. But for the situation there they were in at the time, I think they've just been delighted with what Benny Snell, with what Steven Johnson's done for them.
Dave Baker joining us. Rick Kamla, Randy McMichael. He's in for John Michaels from WKYT in Lexington. And I want to ask you another question about Steven Johnson. You said some good things, but is he ready for a salty UGA team in Athens on a colossal stage with Nestler and Danielson and LaForce and the whole crew there? Is Steven Johnson ready for a stage like that?
Well, listen, I've worked a lot of games with Nestler's daughter, you know, to keep me straight at the broadcast table. So, you know, Danielson's the big stage. Nestler, I don't know. We love having him at CBS. But, you know, it's interesting. And there have been some kind of unexplainable scores in college football this year. And got to credit Auburn for what they've done. But But I mean, all that stuff, I mean, that's a blip. I mean, Georgia is a really good football team. And week to week, the margin for error is just really small. And, you know, I think I said it earlier. I think Georgia and Auburn play again. I think it's an entirely different result. But now, even more so than if they had still been undefeated in rank number one, I think that Georgia has even more to play for now than if they hadn't lost that game. So from that standpoint, I think, you know, the Kentucky catches Georgia at an absolutely just awful time. Now, that being said, I mean, you still gotta execute. You know, if you're Georgia and you come out and you put the gas down, you know, can you put a team like this away early? I don't know. And if you're Kentucky and you can make some things happen after what happened last week, you know, where the Georgia guys kind of shell-shocked. I think it's kind of a really kind of an unknown territory for both of these teams in two really different ways.
Dave Benny Snell, junior, a guy who last year was splitting time, still had over 1,000 yards. This year he's been the main back, and he's been outstanding again. Is he going to – do you think there's another level that this young man to get to? Because right now he seems like he is a stud. I mean, he's going to be a stud for a long time.
You know, I think so, because there was some talk about it this week. I mean, he comes from a great lineage. His uncle is Art Snell, who mm-hmm. played with Joe Namath and in the Jets back in their heyday when they won that Super Bowl. And he's a guy that, you know, everybody puts monitors on all these players now, you know, to see what they can do and what they can't do. And the Kentucky staff has found out that, you know, they were like, are we just running this guy too much? Benny Snell is just blessed with great genes because he's got the quickest recovery time on this Kentucky team in terms of cardiovascular and all those other measurables. But the one thing that's happened is Eddie Grant, who's the offensive coordinator, the primary play caller. I mean, until he got this Kentucky job, he called plays up at Cincinnati, but he was primarily a running backs coach. And, you know, you look at guys that he had like Deuce McAllister down at Ole Miss, and he had Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams at Auburn. So, you know, he knows what it takes to be an outstanding top-level back. And he had some conversations during the offseason and during the early part of this season with Benny when he got in a little kind of a rut about, you know, things to look out for out there on the field, you know, about giving your blocks time to set up, you know. And so they spend a lot of time in the room together. And so from that standpoint, I think we've seen a big improvement in Benny Snell just this season. And as you said, I think there's certainly room for even more improvement.
And he had a monster game, as you know, Dave, against Vandy, .116, 3 touchdowns, all in only 17 carries, because not much more was required in a 44-21 beatdown of Vandy. Dave Baker from WKYT in Lexington joining Rick Hamlet, Randy McMichael, talking Dogs and Kentucky. Now, talk to me about the Kentucky defense. Which way would they be able to put pressure on Georgia the most? Do you think it's going to be tougher for Georgia to pass against that defense or tougher for Georgia to run against that defense?
Well, I mean, the Stoops brothers are known for their pressure, you know, whether you were talking about Bob when he was a coordinator down at Florida, or certainly Mike, who's the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma now. I think it was the Mississippi State weekend. I can't remember. That was the weekend that Oklahoma, they beat Oklahoma State 62-51, right? So I think the Stoops brothers gave up a collective like 88 points that weekend, call it. But they believe in pressure, and so they're not going to stop that. What that's going to present the opportunity with for Georgia is the fact that there are going to be some big play opportunities. I mean, sometimes it might be a run blitz, and all of a sudden you just gash your defense, and one of your guys just nothing but green grass. And the other thing, I think you'll see that Georgia offense take some shots over top. Kentucky has been a bit inconsistent in the back end this year. You know, they've got small defensive backs, so I would certainly be surprised if Georgia didn't come out and certainly try to establish the run like they have, especially after what happened last week. And again, I think that was just a blip. I mean, their run game has just been so solid that I just don't see that happening anymore. And so, you know, however they do it, whether they try to get a big hit early, whether they try to go up top and get that crowd into it, you know, and get that mo going, I think Kentucky, they're either gonna make some big plays in terms of the blitz. They're gonna get to you and they're gonna hit you for a loss, or it's gonna be a big play the other way. They're not just sitting back there and giving up chunks of yardage,
you know, 10, 15 yards at a time.
Dave, what's been your overall assessment of Coach Stoops this year as far as coaching job? We all know what happened in the Florida game and, you know, leaving a receiver open twice for touchdowns. But overall, how do you think he's done this year?
I think, you know, this is Mark's first head coaching job. Mm-hmm. And I think he's grown into the job. I think he is still just really, really involved in the defense. And just in my observations, you know, it seems like those guys that are the offensive play callers, you know, they can still get more involved in other aspects of the game. But those defensive guys are always kind of tinkering. And it's just seemed to me that it's taken a little while, and he's still not there yet, you know, to slowly kind of, you know, hand the reins over to some of that. Matt House is the defensive coordinator, but Mark is still very, very involved in all aspects of it. And I think, you know, Nick Saban probably went through that, you know, for a period of time. And then finally, you know, you don't see him, you know, you can read lips and stuff. You don't see him calling sets over there on the sidelines. You know, he's letting his guys do that. And so from that standpoint, he's able to function more in the 30,000-foot view as the head coach. And I think Mark still has some growing to do in that area. I think it's gotten better. The one thing that I think that Kentucky is probably behind on a little bit, how many of those quality control guys do you have down in Georgia this year? Probably half a dozen, ten.
It's not like Alabama, but he Kirby's got enough down there, but he doesn't have how many Nick has.
He's got a handful, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Kentucky's got like two. One of them's like a GA, and then there's somebody else. So in some of those situations, and this has come up, like, you know, they're driving for that go-ahead touchdown against Mississippi State, and this came up against Florida. You know, there were some times during that last drive when they snapped the ball with, you know, 15, 20 seconds left on the play clock. You know, somebody's got to be in a position where you say, hey, you know, let's slow this thing down a little bit. Let's use a little bit more of this clock. And so whether it's additional guys, quality control guys or not, you know, I'd have to go back and look at the years, but Mark doesn't have, you know, one of those senior guys on staff that has been around forever that most guys have. And so from that standpoint, I think that's the place where they probably need to take the next step. And I think that's gotten better game by game, but it's tough to learn those lessons when you're playing in the SEC every week.
Dave, great point, man, and great stuff overall. Really happy to have you on, and we wish you well in your travels to Athens for the ball game, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, same to you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.